You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It didn't go well last night. Game one for the Cavaliers against the Indiana Pacers. Cavs fell behind, got it together, then lost. The fact that they got it together, then lost. Is that a huge concern here, folks? Is that a problem? Is that something that just didn't sit right? That, to me, is the takeaway if I'm the Indiana Pacers, where I think, okay, yeah, we can win this series. And they're supposed to feel that way. I think they must think, we can win this series. We had a great start. We had a great start. And then they came back, and we knew they would. And we took their best and then won the game. And didn't just win the game. We won it going away with a 20-10 run to close it out. If I'm Indiana, that's why I'm confident for game two. Folks, how does that sit with you? 216-474-0092. And if you're the Cavs, what do you do in game two, Andy, to make sure that you play better in any way you can play better? How would you in game two?
Well, do I have Darius? That's the first place we got to start.
Don't know.
We'll find out tomorrow.
At this point,
is this conversation based on Darius or not having Darius?
It's based on the Cavaliers the way they are right now.
Hmm.
That means you have an all-star point guard with a bum big toe. Whether even if he plays, he's going to have a bum big toe. You ever had your big toe messed up?
Yeah, it's called the Sergeant Hulk, isn't it? He's like the big toe.
It's really difficult to walk if your big toe's messed up.
Little gout?
Never had gout.
Gout, you got to do what? Cherry juice if you got gout. It's the word on the street.
I wouldn't know.
Word on the street, cherry juice. Yeah. Well, first of all, they just need to be more proficient from beyond the three-point line. They need to move the ball a little bit more. I don't know if they can get back faster on defense than they did yesterday. I thought they were pretty good. Yeah. And I know we had the one caller that was complaining about it, but you know, they didn't spend a lot of time when they were on the ground, laying on the ground, trying to get back on D. I saw guys, you know, get hit and get back. I wish they would maybe play a little bit tougher. I thought Indiana was much more physical than we were. I also thought Indiana got a couple calls that were like, really? And I also thought that we didn't get some calls, but it's not why they lost, man. I'm not blaming the referees on this one. They've got to hit shots, and you're right. The shot distribution has to be significantly different because it didn't work.
You think it does?
Yeah, it just didn't work.
I think it has to be different as well. I'm not going to sit here and bank on 50 shots out of two guards. I'm not going to bank on 60 shots out of three guards if Darius is able to go. Or maybe even 50 shots out of three guards if it's Darius and Ty Jerome and Donovan. I think the big guys, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, are an edge the Cavaliers have in this series, Dan. And I don't think they did a good job of exploiting that last night.
I think we all need to also take a deep breath on something.
On what?
Sergeant Hulka?
I highly doubt that Andrew Nembhard is going to go 5 of 6 from three again. That's a guy who's a 27% three-point shooter during the season.
Except
I highly doubt he's going to go 5 of 6 from three.
Except for one thing,
I highly doubt Ben Mathurin.
You
is
are
going
getting
to go
accepted.
3 of 5 from three.
You need to listen to when he says except
oh,
for.
Nay, nay.
You need to listen.
Nay, nay. I have to make point.
Except
I highly
for one thing.
Doubt that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to go 9 for 38 from three again.
Except for one thing.
Okay.
Here it
floor
comes.
Is yours.
The only way that Indiana shoots that well again, they were 53% on three-pointers.
Right.
And you listed guys who clearly outshot their coverage.
Right.
Coverage is the key word. Cavs didn't have much. Right? Cavs didn't have much. If the Cavs are going to let Indiana have those kinds of open looks, they're going to shoot the ball well. NBA players hit most of their open looks. And the Cavs gave them open looks all night, but now let's give Indiana credit. Indiana created those open looks with great spacing, great ball movement. They really did. And if the Cavs don't figure that out, I think they're going to have an issue. But I think they'll figure that out. I just didn't think the Cavs' defense was very good against Indiana getting down the floor so quickly.
It was crummy communication on a lot of different things that took place in pick and rolls all over the place. And I think the Cavaliers in the second half cleaned some of that up. I think you will have a practice of cleaning that up as well.
During that third quarter stretch, especially.
And, yeah. And averages are averages, guys. And I think Indiana was a little out in front of their skis. And so we will see what game two looks like. I'm not freaking out.
You're not worried
no,
at all?
Well,
you're not
no,
worried.
No,
you're not worried
be.
A little even?
No.
Shouldn't be.
Do you see a path for Indiana to take
it? I saw a path in the very beginning. I thought it was going to be Cavs in 6 or 7. I'm not freaking it in the slightest because, A, Indiana's good, but, B, you look at this as like, okay, you guys are a little out over your skis right here. Like, when averages come back and regression takes place, both positive and negative, let's see what this looks like.
Not if the Cavs don't fix it defensively.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Matt's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, thank you.
Good, good. So I'm not freaking out either, right? But you're spot on, Jeff. We gotta switch up our coverage. Dean Wade's just too slow. He's big. He's got the height. We need that height. Let's get Jalen Tyson out there. Let's see what he can do. We got to move some stuff around. Sam Merrill and Max Strus can't combine for, what, 10 points or 12 points or something like that? You can't have that from your starting backcourt. We got to move some stuff around.
If you're going to play big minutes, you got to produce a little bit, right? Not on both ends of the floor. I agree with you on that, Matt. All right, Matt, thank you very much. Tom is in Moreland Hills. Tom called 216-474-0092. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Well, thank you.
I heard a guy on the Jody Mack show last night who really made a lot of sense to me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but he was awesome.
Well, thanks.
Jeff Phillips?
I liked it. That's the name. That's
it
right.
Was
that's
Jeff Phillips, yes.
Better than P Helps.
It's true.
You did a really nice job, sir.
Thanks, Tom.
And I want to tell you, I think that when the Cavs play their best ball, they're a better team than Indiana. I think last night's the first night I've seen us get out coached the whole year. And I can't tell you what it was, but our rotations did not seem to be the right move. And generally, he puts in the right guys. I think he's a phenomenal coach. I just think we lost last night, and we could not get rhythm. We could not get our spacing together. On defense, you hit upon it. They were wide open, and I don't understand how that could happen, because we have good defensive players. And with Garland out, our defense should be even better. I want Garland in there, but our defense should be airtight. There's no excuse for it not to be. That's all I got to say today.
All right, Tom. Thanks, Tom. Thank you very much. You know, you know my thought on the three-point shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't like the three-point shot in the NBA at times, because guys shoot threes who aren't good at shooting threes, because of the analytics involved. I understand why they do it, and I understand why coaches want it. You know, it used to be guys who shot three-pointers were really good at shooting threes. Now guys shoot three-pointers because the analytics say three is more than two, and if we blah, 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 blah. The Cavs have some decent three-point shooters. And again, I think Dan nailed it. Like, Evan Mobley was 2 of 5 on threes. Well, that's fine. You know, that's about what you'd expect for Evan. But Donovan was 1 of 11. I've never thought Donovan is a great three-point shooter, but he's a good three-point shooter.
He's better than 1 for 11.
He's certainly better than 1 of 11. Max Strus gets hot, and man, he can take over a game. He was 2 of 8 on threes, and he put up only one shot that was not a three-pointer last night. He was 2 of 9. I would think Max shoots better than that moving forward. And the bench, other than Ty Jerome, you didn't get a whole lot out of Isaac Okoro or Dean Wade. And DeAndre Hunter, I thought, was more than solid. I hope DeAndre's okay. Chris Fedor was with us earlier in the show.
He hit hard. He hit that floor hard.
He sure did. Chris has a piece out now.
But that wasn't a foul. No. What? Oh, yeah, maybe it was.
It was weird because the refs let him play last night. And let me say on both sides.
But early on, like, there was the one call. I can't remember. Like, somebody got touched in the back. I mean, like, barely touched in the back and went flying. But they're like, oh, you'll get that call all the time because they're in the air. And I was like, I don't even think he touched his jersey. But it looked like it. And so, I don't know. If it was inconsistent, it was inconsistent for both teams. If that's the way you want to look at it, or if it was consistent, it was consistent for both teams. So I can't sit here and complain about the referees. I can't. I know fans were frustrated early on, but I was too. I'm not going to lie.
The aspect of it, and Dan, I agree with you. I don't think there's any reason for concern here. I thought going into this series that it would go 6 or 7. That means I think Indiana's going to win at least 2 games. They could win 3 games.
Yeah, but what happens if they win 2 right out of the gate?
Well, then you got an issue, don't you?
Yeah.
And I always, you don't think of it this way, but I think this is the way to think about it. Let's just say Indiana jumps out and wins 2 games. If they happen to win game 2 tomorrow, you think, okay, well, the Cavs still have a chance. Yeah, but they have to win 4 of the next 5 games, and 3 of them would be in Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the numbers get rough, because the Pacers would then have to win 2 of the next 5. Cavs would have to win 4 of the next 5 games. And that sounds like no problem at all, except, you know, because that happens all the time in the regular season. You know, you might win 2, then you win 4 of the next 5. Except the team you have to do that against just beat you twice at home.
Yes.
There's the issue.
So do I ask the million-dollar question then? Is this a must-win? I say yes.
It's pretty dang close.
Yeah, I don't know how it can't be a must-win. Yeah,
it's pretty dang close to that. I would be very surprised if the Cavs don't win tomorrow night. Would you? I'd be very surprised if they don't pull off a win over Indiana tomorrow night.
I don't know if I was surprised is the right word.
You don't think you'd be surprised if they lose? I'll be surprised if they lose tomorrow.
If they lose a game by a bucket at the buzzer, I'm not going to be surprised.
I'd be surprised if they lose, period, tomorrow. I think the team is too good to lose the first two games.
I don't want them to lose. I don't want to be down 0-2,
expect them to come back and play a much, much, much better game and do even the series at 1, sending it to Indiana.
Especially for a team that was 34-7 at home, you know? They didn't lose many games at home this year.
No, that's true.
That's
were able to take advantage of the home court. That, like, I don't know if you're going to get a better crowd than what they had last night either.
Oh, I don't mean to poo-poo that. Cav basketball playoff crowds have been outstanding since 2003. Okay? They were outstanding in the 90s. They were outstanding in the 70s. Our fans support great basketball, and the Cavs have played great basketball this year.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.